Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
God has plans for you. He will increase you more and more as you draw closer to Him. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson share how God is looking for a willing vessel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is with us sharing some good stuff. You don't want to miss any of it. Welcome, George.
Thank you, Gloria. It's so good to be with you today. And we're talking about increase.
Yes,
the spirit of increase, supernatural increase. And right off on this broadcast, I want to wish you a happy 50th anniversary in ministry. 1967. Wow.
Thank you very much.
And
our ministry.
That's your ministry. You're over 50 now with the marriage. That's really good. You married young.
Yes, I did.
And a couple of pictures I wanted
to show. I married long, too.
You married young and you married long.
And I'm glad.
That's good. That's good. Gloria, I've been going through the archives here at the ministry, and I just keep finding these wonderful pictures. I wanted to share them with the folks, too. But here's a picture of Brother Copeland standing at the microphone. That's at an Oral Roberts meeting.
Bob DeWeese
is standing there back behind him. And I did not know this until Kenneth was showing me this picture. He sang in those meetings.
Some of the partner meetings.
Some of the partner meetings. He sang and also had the opportunity to preach.
Yeah.
So the Lord was working with him. And as well, look at this. Now this was, Kenneth told me this was in the afternoon sessions that Bob DeWeese would have. But look at Kenneth laying hands. He's laying hands on a lady there.
Yes.
Right in the spot where Oral Roberts would preach and lay hands on the people.
Something. Now, was Brother Robert still in the earth at this time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's back. That's in 67 when Kenneth was still a student there. And then here's another picture taken from behind.
Well, he flew co-pilot on the airplane, so he was in all those meetings. And they just put him to work, you know.
Well, he evidently...
And I'm sure he loved every minute of it.
Oh, look at him involved in that. And then I pulled this one out. I thought I had this good one here. This was taken in August of 1968. And here, the two of you...
With the big hair.
You've only been in the ministry about a year.
Is that right?
Yep. You were just...
I can't place where that was.
Just starting out. And Gloria, we have so many pictures. These pictures are—they're coming back to us from all over the property out here.
Right, that's interesting.
So we've established an official archive. There's an archive room, and I have the key for it.
Good. I want you to take me through it.
I'm going to take you through the archive because it really is inspiring. It shows me how God can really take a couple who are in a desperate condition, and really, you didn't have anything.
No.
You barely were making it.
That's right.
And look what the Lord has done, the supernatural increase that you've experienced.
You get in the will of God and things begin to happen.
Well, that's the answer right there. You were in the will of God. You got in the will of God.
That's right.
And that should be an inspiration to every one of us that are watching right now.
And we didn't know, you know, we didn't know much at all, but we knew some things.
Yeah.
And we were learning.
Yeah.
But you get in your place and it seems to me like it's easier to hear from heaven and get everything done like
right.
it should be. You know?
Right. Well, this fits you like a glove. This is what you were born to do.
I love
it. And we're glad that you're doing it. Well, we're talking about the spirit of increase on these broadcasts. And if you'd like to have the notes, they're available to you absolutely free. Just go to kcm.org, the picture of Glory and me, click on it, and it will take you to the notes that we're using on these broadcasts, as well as all of the 263 or so that we're up to right now. Then also...
Tell them how many have been downloaded.
Oh, the downloads, we're about to hit a million.
Right.
I believe with this series
that
we're doing, we will hit
a
million.
Isn't that?
It really is. Since the time that Gloria and I were doing these broadcasts together, we've made our notes available, and we've had nearly a million downloads of notes that people have taken advantage of. So you do that as well as...
For your study purposes.
For the study times that you're in. And also, you have available to you the 45-minute or so clip that was from church last year when the Spirit of Increase came on us. You'll see it on me. They brought the offering to the front. I started talking, and you can see it building. You can literally see the anointing coming on me for this. And the Lord took hold of that entire service, and that's the direction that it went. And I laid hands on every person in the place. So on this video that we're going to show you, I taped a special prayer for you. So I'll be praying for them.
Oh, good.
On that as well.
I'd like to see that.
What we're going to do, Gloria, is a little word study of a scripture. We're going to take this scripture apart, and it's Psalm 115, and we'll look at verses 12 through 14. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them or empower them to prosper and increase that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
I believe that.
I take it.
Amen.
I take it. So what I'd like to do, Gloria, is on your page here, you'll see that I've broken this down by the scriptures, and we're just going to take a look at what this says to us on our broadcast today. We're going to start with verse 12, where it says, the Lord has been mindful of us. The Lord has been mindful of us.
He's looking out after us.
Yes, ma'am. He's looking out after us.
He knows where we are and what we're doing and what we need.
That's right. That's right.
He cares.
He does care. And He is, in Psalm 4, it says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
Psalm 8:4.
And these were the angels making comment about...
They didn't understand why God was so interested.
They didn't know. They couldn't see why He was.
In us human beings.
And He is mindful of us. You are on God's mind all the time.
Praise God.
Every moment of every day, we are on His mind. If we had a revelation of that, we'd never feel lonely. We'd never feel alone because
we're afraid.
He's thinking about, this is what He's thinking about. He's thinking about how He can increase us.
I believe that.
He's thinking about how He can provide for us and how He can grant to us the very desires of our hearts.
Praise God.
Gloria, I think about our time that we have together on this these broadcasts that we've done.
How many?
264 broadcasts.
So this would be 263?
64. This is our 264th. And I'm talking to you about the desires of our hearts. Back in the years when I was the executive director, Gloria was very involved in the day-to-day activities of the ministry. Your office back there was buzzing. I mean, there was a lot of activity going on.
That's right.
And I would meet with Gloria sometimes twice a week, and I'd go back there with my notebook and all the things that we needed to talk about and sit down.
Business-wise,
yeah. And we'd sit down and talk about this, that, or the other thing. But it would always, always end up, we'd always talk about the Word. We'd always talk about the Word of God or the move of God or just different spiritual things like that. And I came walking out of your office one day. I was walking down there by where Delaine's office was. And I walked out into the outer area and I thought to myself, boy, it would be fun to do a broadcast with Gloria.
And how many broadcasts later?
Let's see, 264.
264 broadcasts.
But the Lord, this is just a case in point. The Lord granted me the desires of my heart, but it wasn't just one. It's been exceeding abundantly, far above
all
that I could think or imagine. And that's what He wants to do for you.
It's been a blessing to everybody, too.
That's what He wants to do for you. How many times, Gloria, has He done things for you that you just thought about? you just thought about this, or thought about going there, or thought about doing this. Same thing with Kenneth, same thing with Terry and me. He's thinking about us all the time.
He's mindful of us.
He's mindful of us. And what's in his mind? It's increasing you, increasing us.
Blessing you, doing you good.
So we read on here in verses 12 and 13. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us.
Yes, amen. That's right.
He's thinking about how he can bless us. He's thinking about how he can empower us to prosper and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
Praise God. I believe that.
Ephesians 3:20.
I've had years of experience under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
He's always good.
Mm-hmm.
He's
always
generous.
Kenneth is a really, Brother Copeland is a really good example of how mindful God is of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, we're aware of the stories that I remember there was a particular car that you admired.
Yes.
All of a sudden you found it in your garage.
That's true.
I think that's spectacular.
He's a wonderful man, a wonderful husband. Oh, boy.
I think that's
if I want anything, he'll just go for it.
He does. And he speaks so lovingly of you.
He's so sweet to me. He's a good man.
He really is.
He's a man of love. Not just with me, but with everybody.
Yeah, he is.
In love.
He is.
And that's a tremendous blessing to have a husband that's a man of love.
And he is an example of the Father God.
Yeah.
How well he treats us and how much he wants to do for us. It says he will bless us. He's thinking, how can I bless them? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
How can I increase
them?
That's right. How can I manifest my power in their behalf? And to bless is to empower.
Praise God.
To prosper and for us to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord has been mindful of us.
That's a terrific scripture, isn't it?
He will bless us. He will bless us.
We're on His mind.
That's
what that's saying.
Yeah.
He's been mindful of us.
Yeah. He's thinking about it. He's thinking about right now, what can He do for you? How can He help you? How can He help you get out of debt? How can He help you get the car that you're needing or the things that are necessary for what you need to do? Gloria, I was taking a walk through the old production building that we have out here. We used to use it where we made tapes and so forth, and now they've moved to the new building. But I was walking through, and I happened to come upon your car, the old car. The old Yeller. And that was the...
Kids were just little when we had
that was 1966 or 7, something like that. And I stood there looking at that car, and I thought, look how good God has been.
Oh, we were so thrilled
to you.
That car.
And what He's done in
that was the transportation of the ministry.
That was it.
That's how we got to meetings. We didn't have airplanes.
You carried your tapes, you carried your books, whatever you had, you carried in that car. And how the Lord has blessed you. I'm telling you, He is no respecter of persons. Whoever will release their faith for the blessing of the Lord, for the empowerment to prosper, He will give it to us. He will bless us with it.
That's the way the blessing works.
In verse 13, He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. And I took note here, Gloria, of
those that honor God, in other words.
Yeah.
Those that think highly of God.
Oh, that's good.
Enough to do what He tells you to do. That's where you get the blessing, George.
Yeah.
It's doing the way God said. That's what did He do in Deuteronomy? He listed the curse and He listed the blessing.
Yes.
He said, you do this and you'll get the blessing.
Yep.
You do this and the curse will come.
Yep.
It's still that way.
It is.
We do
it
what
is.
He says and
we're
blessed.
We're obedient to Him. And I like the point that you made there. He'll bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He'll bless them that fear the Lord.
That honor God.
Honor the Lord. There's a scripture that's bubbling up in me right now when we just talked about that, and it's over. I believe this connects to that scripture, but it's over in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust, Yeah. Trust, Proverbs chapter 3, 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, He will do. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine.
Now that is the way to prosper, right?
That comes from honor.
Yes, it does.
Honor.
And giving God place. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Let's look at that again. I want to
look at it. Okay. All right.
Proverbs 3:5. Well, this is a mighty busy note field.
There's a lot of traffic in that Bible right there.
Place. Okay. Proverbs 3:5.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read a few scriptures
here.
My son, forget not my law. This is Proverbs 3:1. But let your heart keep my commandments. So that's number one.
That's
do
number
what
one.
He says if you want to be blessed.
For
length of days and long life
and
peace
shall
they add to thee.
That's increase.
Those two scriptures right there are
connect.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. In other words, you be a person of mercy and a person of truth. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Put them in your spirit. And so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. So that's the key. Put the word in your heart.
Yep.
Do what it says.
Yep.
And the favor, both of God and man,
will
come to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Now you give Him a place in all your ways. Do what He said. And He shall direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
7 says, be not wise in your own eyes.
Okay.
Don't forget where you got the blessing.
Don't forget where you got it.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, honor the Lord, reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. Now we could, I'll do one more.
Yeah.
And it shall be health if you'll depart from evil, honor the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into the evil way. It shall be health to your navel or your whole body,
Bullinger
says,
okay.
And marrow to your bones. In other words, divine health. That's the key to divine health.
That's the key.
Walk
right
in the ways
there.
Of God.
That's
do
what
He
are
says.
To do.
And we believe that, and we have good health. Honor the Lord with your substance, so with your money and your substance. Honor the Lord and with the first fruits of all your increase. So first fruits of, I'd say that was tithing.
Yep.
And so shall your hearts, so shall your barns your storage places, your bank account.
Oh, increase.
Your stash.
Increase.
Be filled with plenty.
Woo.
My son despised not the chastening of the Lord. When you're corrected by the Lord, it's an honor and a blessing. He's
trying to get
you back into the blessing groove.
Yep.
So I didn't intend to read all this, but it's
that
too good.
Good
so shall
it.
Your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening or the correction of the Lord. Be quick to change, George.
Yeah.
When you see something in the written word, you see you're not following that written word. Be quick to change.
Yep.
And be neither be weary of His correction. When the Lord corrects you, don't resent it. It's a blessing.
Yeah, don't resist.
He's trying to get you into the blessing place.
Yeah.
For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Happy, I'll quit on this one, although the rest of it's, I might read one more.
It's really
happy
good.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than silver and gain thereof than fine gold.
Mm.
So that's saying it's better to know the wisdom of God than to have gold and silver.
Right.
Well, you can see that.
Yeah.
Gold and silver can mess you up if you're not, dedicated
that's
to the Lord.
That's the truth, yeah.
And you need to know what God says about things.
You've got
to
have wisdom.
Things going straight in the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is more precious than rubies, and all things that you can desire are not to be compared to her. Listen to this. Long life is in her right hand.
Increase.
And in her left hand, riches and honor.
Wow. So the wisdom connection to increase is huge.
It is. It is.
It's
now, I
huge.
Won't read anymore, but you need to finish reading that in the Proverbs. In fact, Proverbs, I think, is one of the best places to learn how
yes.
God thinks about things.
Yes.
I love
Well, you've got a wonderful Proverbs. Book that you did on Proverbs. I remember when you taught it, and then
Proverbs.
We made that into a book.
Yeah, that's true. I might read that book again.
It's very good.
If you could have a picture of my Bible here, you would see that
it's
all
chock
the
full.
Margins are full.
I'm looking at it.
Full.
We need to do a Gloria Copeland edition Bible.
We do. I'm telling you. It's full of good
stuff.
Well,
he's increasing us more and more. And I'll just finish up. They gave us the 3 minute. I'll just finish up. But look at the bottom of your page. I put a couple of quotes by Charles Spurgeon.
Uh-huh.
The repetition of the word bless shows that where God has once bestowed His favor, He continues it.
Yeah.
His blessing delights to visit the same house often and to abide where it once lodged.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that good?
And then the second one, Charles Spurgeon said, it is God's nature to bless. It is His prerogative to bless. It is His glory to bless. And it is His delight to bless.
I believe that.
Blessing us over and over and with more and more will not impoverish God. Isn't that a great statement?
That is awesome. I
Isn't that great?
That a lot. Hallelujah.
And then finally, verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
That's a great scripture for children.
And I looked at the word increase in the Hebrew, and it means to exceed. It means to grow, to continue to add over and above.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that word increase means. In another word, this was interesting too. It meant augment.
Add to. Augment.
Add to. Mm-hmm. Make something greater by adding to it. God wants to augment you. He wants to.
That's what
he
the
wants
word
to
does,
make you something
George.
Greater by adding to you.
That's right. We've lived that way for a long time. I'm telling you. He just keeps adding to you.
He just keeps adding and adding. Listen to this. This is the Psalm 115:14 in the Tehillim. It says, may Hashem add upon you and your children. Mm-hmm. These words provide the most accurate description of the true nature of the blessing. The blessing means increase and abundance, whereas the closest definition of the curse is decrease.
Yeah.
And loss.
That's right. We've been there. I know that's true.
So God has.
We started off that way, but then God got involved in our lives.
He changed it
from curse to blessing.
He has no problem increasing us, and He has no problem increasing
our
children.
It's His will, really, or He wouldn't do it. I mean,
that's right.
Your Bible wouldn't be full of that.
That's right.
Full of blessings.
So the Lord is increasing us more and more, we and our children.
So you got here's a scripture to believe God for your children to prosper.
Okay.
Right there. You just read it. Who has, where was it, George? God has no problem with increasing your children. A good man leaves in the inheritance
to his children.
To his children. So you don't ever feel guilty over having extra or having an inheritance.
Exactly.
You're going to have something for your children and your grandchildren.
It's what the Lord said.
The way He does things.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Oh, we'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.